News Radio 1000 KTLK, this is Heartmenders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol Gordon, and my guests today are Dave and Linda Kreitz of Moreno Valley, California, with 1 plus 1 equals 1 Ministry. Dave and Linda are old friends of mine, and I am just so delighted to have them on my program today, and even more that they're going to be here in Oklahoma next weekend, having a Heartmenders Powerhouse Seminar this coming Saturday at 900 North May, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. And so we're going to talk about the seminar today. And Dave, what are you planning to challenge the people with? Are you going to just let them leave the way they came?
Well, I certainly hope not, and we believe not. The people will find that we are not a ministry that comes in with the four or five steps to have a good relationship with God. Excuse me, have a good relationship with your wife. We believe that a good relationship with your wife or your boss or your kids come out of a good relationship with God. And our focus will be on establishing that relationship with God. And this goes back to many years ago when our relationship had failed, and I was destroyed. I mean, I was put down. I just fell apart. I lost about 50, 60 pounds, and that's good, but wasn't good the way I lost it. And one day I stepped on a scale, and God spoke to me. And the interesting thing is, I did not believe God spoke at that time. At that time, we had a belief that God was not speaking anymore. He had already said what he had to say. But I stepped on the scale, and God spoke to me, and he said this. He says, if losing Linda destroys you, then there's something wrong with your relationship with me. And I knew that my relationship problem was not with Linda. My relationship problem was with God. And my focus got off of Linda and got on to establishing a good relationship with God. And that is kind of the heart and the thrust of what we will be sharing.
Well, Dave, that is just wonderful that God was so immediate for you. And do you think he's that immediate for other folks?
I believe he will be just as immediate as we will let him be.
Oh, that's great. That is really great. Well, don't leave us in suspense. Did you getting your relationship straightened out with God? Apparently you got Linda back too.
It brought Linda back too. Now when I say that, we had separated and everything, but we were still having to live under the same roof. You know, there was no way financially that we could that Linda could kick me out, you know, so to speak. But there was no intimacy, there was no closeness, there was no communication. I couldn't go in and just lay my hand on her arm just to feel close to her, and that was missing. And this did not come back until very shortly. I mean, it was amazing how quickly God moved when I got my eyes off of Linda and on to him.
Well, I think that's a real key, because I know that the same thing happened with my husband and I. You knew Lewis, and I made a turnaround to go toward God. And it was not very long before he got Lewis's attention as well.
Yes.
So it does work for lots of people, doesn't it? That's good news. That's good news. Well, I have a question for Linda.
Well, she's just itching to get the phone.
Okay.
Hi, Carol. May I make a comment before you ask me a question?
Surely.
One of the things that I've been wanting to say for the last 30 seconds is, it sounds so spiritual to say, get my eyes off of Linda and onto God, and it is. But in the natural, everyday relationship area, what it does is it takes the pressure off of pushing someone and making them try to respond or letting them know how important it is to you, it lets them be free. And in that freedom, God was free to work in me.
Yes.
Oh, so I just wanted to say that because we get so spiritual, but everything spiritual is so everyday natural, too.
Right.
And it did take the pressure off. And then I think I was just able to begin to respond to what God was doing in me and start to get free of Dave's pressure.
Well,
that makes sense.
Well, that's right along the lines of what I was going to ask you.
Oh, okay.
What did you see or feel, which you've been telling us, that changed things for you? But I'm seeing you're saying that this is very practical.
Well, it is. And one of the things that I began to see was I had always thought in our particular relationship that I was the strong one and I saw Dave as weaker because he was needy to have my love to be happy. And when that began to change, I don't know when it happened, but I began to feel like I had a strength in this man. And I think especially a strong woman is drawn to strength.
Yes.
And so it began to change the way I perceived him. And began to just change everything in that unspoken feeling part of a marriage.
Yes, yes, the things that go on, which are not going in through your head particularly,
yeah,
but through your heart.
Exactly.
Okay, to my listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guests today are Dave and Linda Kreitz from California, and we're talking about the Powerhouse Marriage Seminar coming up this Saturday. Dave, back to you. I am interested. I would think that in having the pressure that Linda mentioned she felt from you, that you were needed her love and you needed things from her, and she perceived that as a weakness, and she was looking for strength. But there's also something else that went on in the spiritual realm that you might not have been aware of. You made an idol of her.
Exactly.
That you made her bigger than God.
Exactly.
And that is a devastating thing. It does put enormous pressure on a spouse to provide something they can't do.
Well, most of us have been told all of our lives.
Right.
You know, we've been told that God gives us a mate to fulfill us.
Yes.
And do you know, when we look for fulfillment any place other than our relationship with God and He Himself, we are setting ourselves up for great failure.
That's true.
Because only God can fill you. Only God can give you joy. Only God can make you happy. And the rest of this is just kind of icing on the cake.
That's right. And boy, he has some good icing recipes, doesn't he?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That is wonderful. Well, so if people come to the Powerhouse Marriage Seminar this Saturday at Faith Fellowship Church at 900 North May, they're going to get to hear some of your story, right?
They will hear a lot of our story.
Okay.
We are very open, and I could put in now that this happened after 16 years of marriage. And we will be pushing 47. Well, Linda said 6.
46.
So we'll be pushing 46 years.
That's a record. That's a wonderful record. Lewis and I had 46. So, the Lord is so interested in marriages and homes being the fulfillment of His promise. And so that's why we are having this one-day Powerhouse Marriage Seminar and bringing you all the way from California, because we feel like you have something to sow into the people that will change their lives, sowing seeds of hope for many. It's not limited to couples. Anybody that's wanting to help a better marriage or anticipating a marriage or wondering what happened to theirs, anybody can come to this Powerhouse Marriage Seminar. And there will be a free lunch. We do need to have registrations. And I'll give you the phone number for that a little bit later. But I'm excited about having Dave and Linda here. I've heard lots of their stories over the years. And they have lived out what they are teaching. It's something very, very practical. Tell me, Dave, about your family. Do you have children?
Yes, we have three sons.
If you've been married 46 years, you probably got some grands in there, too.
We have four granddaughters.
Ah.
And the reason that we will not leave California at this time is because they're all within about 15 miles of us.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. What is something else that you're going to be sharing on in the seminar? We've got about two more minutes in this segment.
Then James 4 tells us this. He tells us, what causes fights and quarrels among us? He says, don't they come from what you desire and you can't have? Well, we have found that we all get married, desiring a good, alive, growing relationship. And we desire that. And James goes on to say, we don't have it because we don't ask God. We don't have what we desire because we don't ask Him. We are going to talk a lot about asking God, because he goes on to say, we asked Him, and we don't receive because we asked amiss to consume on our own desire. So we will be talking a lot about praying properly, because most of us, our prayer lives are really inadequate because we asked amiss.
Yeah.
We're not praying according to God's will.
That's right.
And we can even pray His Word. And if we're praying His Word to change somebody else, we are praying amiss.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Because the Scripture tells us that if we pray selfishly, it doesn't get very far.
It doesn't even get hard to get out of the room.
Hits the ceiling, bounces back.
It's exactly right. when you pray according to God's will, and you pray the way God would have us pray, which is, in my case, God, you have to change me, fix me, rather than God, fix Linda so we can be happy.
Yeah, it's real, really practical, the things that you share. Well, we're going to a break now. This is Carol Gordon with my guests, Dave and Linda Kreitz of Marina Valley, California, with 1 plus 1 equals 1 Ministries. You're listening to Heart Menders on News Radio 1000 KTOK. News Radio 1000, KTOK. This is Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol, with Dave and Linda Kreitz, and we are talking about Heart Menders Powerhouse Marriage Seminar this Saturday at 9 to 4 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue. It's a free seminar. We will have a lunch, and just really glad to have anybody come that would like to come. You need to register so we know how many lunches. And the number is 495-4673. Linda, you and Dave minister a lot. I think you've just gotten back from Arizona. And tell me some of the things that have happened recently in some of the seminars you've given.
Well, my heart's full because we just got back from Flagstaff, where we were there for a full Saturday and then a Sunday. And one of the things that comes to mind immediately is a young woman married 7 years, has three little ones, and she and her husband came. I wasn't sure how happy he was to be there just looking at his face, but I have got to learn not to look at just faces because we hide so much inside our hearts. But she came up to me at the end of Sunday and just was tears, saying, this has changed my life forever. And that's so amazing to me, because all we're doing is sharing what God has done in our lives, a restoration of a marriage, but it didn't stop there. And people get to hear the stories that are recent of challenges that a couple goes through, ways that we're different and will be different forever. And we talk about how different two people can be and yet how committed and happy and fulfilled, and how God can use the differences. So we share about our children, we share about our travels, we talk a lot about how we offend each other and how we need to be forgiving to each other. There's just so much life that every one of us knows goes on every day. And it's a lot of fun to come together, and I hope you'll come for this Saturday, because you will not be bored. It won't be like a college class with a textbook and very serious listening. It will be getting to know you and you getting to know us, and just seeing how we can take the things that God says about life and marriage and emotions and heart attitudes and put them into real life. And we are just so happy to be able to come to Oklahoma and to get to know you.
We are certainly all looking forward to having you, Linda. Of course, you and I are just such buds.
Yes, we are.
We'll take off right where we left off. But we are just excited about the crisis ministering at the Powerhouse Marriage Conference this Saturday from 9 to 4 at Faith Fellowship, 900 North May Avenue. Again, you can make a reservation. We have a free lunch, but you need to make a reservation so we know how many. That's 495-4673. And again, you do not have to be a married couple to come. This is for anybody interested in marriage. If you've been married and wonder what happened, and if you're planning to get married, if you never are going to get married again, but you have children that are married or something, you need to know truth to impart to them or to bring them or something like that. But just please come, because we want to empower you to have a powerhouse marriage yourself, or to break the chains that have destroyed marriages through your family line. That's another thing that we see happening, don't we, Linda?
Yes, we do. And the thing that I was just thinking is, when we talk marriage, we can broaden that to relationships. And there's not a person around that doesn't have relationship with parents, with children, with neighbors, with cousins. And everything that applies in a marriage can apply in that relationship. And it doesn't have to be a problem one, because there's none of us that know everything or that have gone as high or as good as it can be. And so it's just a time to learn from each other, a time to see what we can glean out of God's Word and out of experience and out of our personalities. And I remember one seminar where we had a couple that had been married 54 years, and theirs hadn't been a happy one. And they came to us and said, "Do you think there's hope for us?" And it's a wonderful thing to say, "Oh, yes, there is. There is. And we had a couple that hadn't even been married yet. And I thought, how wise to come and begin to learn before, so we don't all have to learn with hard knocks. We can learn with an open mind and an open heart and just see what God wants to put in us at the start of this part of our lives.
Yes, and maybe avert some problems that would come up. To our listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guests today are Dave and Linda Kreitz of Moreno Valley, California. And we're talking about the Powerhouse Marriage Seminar this Saturday, Faith Fellowship Church, 9 to 4, a free seminar. And you've just been hearing Linda. And so I want to talk to Dave a minute. I have a question for him to wind up today.
Here he is.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Dave. We're going to have a good time Saturday, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
That's wonderful.
Yes, we are.
Do you have anything in the last couple minutes that you would like to share about what's gone on in some of your other seminars?
Well, you know, one of the things that pops into my mind is we are very busy. You know, Linda and I are blown away with how busy we are. I just was looking, and just last night I was looking at a spreadsheet I keep, and in the last 2.5 years we've done 200 services.
Praise the Lord.
And I mean, we've been all over this country, and we've been in Europe twice. We've been to Samoa, American Samoa. We've been down to Belize. We've been in Mexico. And it doesn't matter where we go, God's word is God's word. And when we share what God wants for relationships, and the desire for God for us to have a good intimate relationship, the response is the same wherever we go.
Amen. And even if you could track it, you will never know how far it goes.
Never.
Because every life you touch will touch some other life.
That's right.
Along the way, and maybe many more than one. So it's just a wonderful thing to see what God is doing throughout the earth. I mean, there's a stirring about marriage and family. I think probably because people are so see this such an attack on marriage and family that more people are praying, more people are reaching out for help, more people are getting out of their denial and saying, hey, if I don't have some help, I'm going to drown here.
Yes.
So we are so glad that you and Linda are coming, and we are looking forward to it. Again, the information about the seminar is Saturday, this coming Saturday, July the 12th, at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May in Oklahoma City. We do need to have reservations because we're going to provide a lunch for you, and that you will call 405-495-HOPE, that's 495-4673, to make your reservation for that. You can leave a message if no one is right there. We are small staff, so we're not always manning the phone. You can learn more about Dave and Linda and one-on-one, one plus one equals one at wwopoco.com. That's one plus one equals one .com, just the initials of it. Or you can email Dave at Earl Kreitz, EARLCRITES, at yahoo.com. HeartMenders is here to encourage you to seek answers for your life. You can have all the help from heaven that you'll pursue. You can expand your hope for a good family life. HeartMenders has weekly meetings every Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May. Details at www.heartmenders.org or by calling 495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We have other timely events and seminars as well. Don't struggle alone. Call the same number for prayer support. When you visit us at www.heartmenders.org, be sure to click on the link for a free gift. And Dave and Linda, thanks so much for sharing your wisdom today. I know you've given people a lot to think about, and I bless you in your mission at 1 plus 1 equal 1. Many thanks to our sponsors, Faith Fellowship Church and Meridian Nutrition, for helping us to reach you. I appreciate the help of our producer, Jeff Gullett. Thanks to you for listening today and for having an open heart to receive new insights. You're the reason for the broadcast. Your Heavenly Father cares that you see truth from His perspective and be blessed. I pray that you and those you love will find healing for your brokenness, light where you've had darkness, and truthful answers for life-challenging questions. I bless you in all your footsteps this week. Next week, Dave and Linda will be my guests again, and we will be talking about marriage. I'm Carol Gordon. You're listening to HeartMenders, where hearts and lives are changed on News Radio 1000 KTOK.